I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A captain of a ship in the Strait of Hormuz says the vessel has been stationary in the strait since the war in Iran began in February.
Past few days, several attacks have been reported on merchant ships once again. It is quite disturbing, and my crew morale is again, going down.
Rahman Kapoor says he welcomed efforts by the U.S. to reopen the strait, but acknowledged there would be more uncertainty, and his ship is not alone.
There are several, there are hundreds of ships around me. Most of them are oil tanker, and there are containers as well. Earlier we have passed this strait 100 times, and it was pretty normal.
The U.S. military says it battled Iranian forces and sank six small boats as it moved to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.